We are going to do a lesson today, and it sort of ties into Vacation Bible School. And I know that all of you went to Vacation Bible School this week, didn't you? You did. That's right. Well, have you ever played a game, Follow the Leader? Have you played that game? Have you, Edamit? Have you played the game, Follow the Leader? Where you get in line, and there's a leader, and you have to follow them wherever they go and do what they do. Sometimes that's really fun, isn't it? I like to be the leader. Who likes to be the leader? Yeah? Yeah, sometimes it's hard to be the follower. You get distracted, your friends start talking to you, and you forget to watch the leader. Sometimes you go the wrong way. Well, in Vacation Bible School, we learned about following Jesus, that he's our leader, and we need to follow him. And so I thought I would go over some of the pals and some of the things we learned in Vacation Bible School today. Now I'm going to have Leah come and help. She's going to hold these up. All right. So our first pal that we learned about on Monday was Sal. And Sal is a, do you remember what he is? Salamander, yeah. Sal the salamander reminds us that Jesus gives us hope. Can you say that with me? Say, Jesus gives us hope. Yeah, we would say that on Monday. We said it over and over. And then after we said those words, we'd say two other words. We'd say, follow him. So we always remember to follow Jesus, right? Let's see the next one. On the second day, on Tuesday, we had a bat. Do you remember his name? Radar. He was Radar the Bat. And Radar the Bat reminds us that Jesus gives us direction. Bats cannot see very well, and so they use something called echolocation to know where to go and to know where to find food. And that's sort of what Jesus does for us. He helps us to know where to go and what to do. And so let's say those words. Can you say, Jesus gives us direction? Follow him. Right. All right, we got another one. On Wednesday, we learned all about Olivia. And Olivia is a very special kind of owl. What shape is her face? Do you remember? Heart, can you make a heart with your fingers? Yeah, Olivia was our reminder that Jesus loves us. He loves us so much that he died on a cross for us, didn't he? And that's what Olivia was for. Can you say those with us? Say, Jesus gives us love. Follow him, right? And our last little friend, our cave animal, this one was sort of new to me. Do you remember what his name was? Yeah, I had Ray, right? This is Ray. He's a glowworm. And I never heard of glowworms before, but they're really special. God made them with something inside them that when they're inside a cave, what do? They glow. They light up in the cave, and you can see them on the walls. It sort of looks like a starry sky on the top of the cave, and it's a glowworm. And Ray reminds us that Jesus gives us power, right? Yeah, we can do anything when Jesus is in our heart and when we believe in Jesus. Let's say Jesus gives us power, okay? Jesus gives us power. Follow him, right? All right, you can sit down now. Thank you for your help. Well, let's say a quick prayer so that we can thank Jesus for being in our lives, okay? Can you repeat after me? Are you ready? Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for giving us hope, direction, love, and power. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.